WGST, the Sully Show, on each weekday between noon and 2. Glad to be back here on the square in Marietta. Always a fantastic time up here, and such great people. And speaking of great people, we're joined by one of the great people that we get to talk to every week. His name is Rick Limpert, his weekly technology segment with us, a little bit after 1 o'clock on Fridays here on 640 WGST. Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor, are you Rick on Twitter? Your handle, Rick Roswell. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday, Saul. You got a perfect day to be on the square in Marietta.
Oh, man, it's fantastic. And I hope that people don't let the good weather and the weekend get away from them. We need to be thinking about Dad. Father's Day is coming up. That people can consider some technology, perhaps, to get for Dad.
Yeah, and things that, if you're like me, so I like getting a good deal. I know you do, too. So we got some tech gadgets for Dad that probably will fit within your budget.
Okay, now I see the word pouch here on the first thing that we're going to talk about, the Kensington EVAP Wet Electronics Rescue Pouch. This sounds a little fanny pack to me, is it not?
No, not at all. We're not going that direction today. This is a $14.90 saver. So if your phone falls into a body of water of some sort, this pouch is designed for to get the water out of your phone. So basically you put your phone back in this pouch, seal it up, and it safely removes the moisture from your electronics and hopefully will prevent damage and losing your data. And then within a day or two, you pull it out and hopefully it's working.
Man, that's pretty impressive. That sounds like a good gift, not just for Dad, but maybe just something to pick up for yourself as well, especially if you're somebody who hangs out by the pool a lot in the summertime.
Yeah, perfect for that. Kensington is a gadget company. They do a lot of unique type things. This is one of their unique products, and I have one, and I keep it at the ready in case one of my three phones falls in the sink.
Just three this week?
Just I'm cutting back, Sully. It's just three this week, but I have another one that's on the way I got to try next week.
All right, talking with Rick Limpert here on 640 WGST. Headwear is important and keeps the sun off of Dad's head. Tell us about the Cool Core hat from Imperial.
Here's a ball cap with some Cool Core technology right in it. So it's got no gel, no crystal, no polymers, nothing that's gonna hurt you, but it has a evaporation technology in there where basically it can also turn your sweat and cool that down and keep your head cool on a hot day on the golf course or if you're at the Braves game. A $30 to $40 hat Imperial makes very cool and quality ball caps, and this is with the technology right in the cap.
So if Dad likes to do a little golfing or perhaps if he's planning on running the Peachtree Road Race, this might be something good to get for him right there. The best cooling hat in golf from Imperial. Okay, more things to wear for Dad here. Talk about this belt to wear anywhere.
Yeah, I know this is a little cliche, get your dad a belt or a tie or some socks for Father's Day, but this belt is from a company called Vader, not Darth Vader, so I'm stopping you before you even make that joke. But just a very flexible and versatile belt that'll go anywhere. You can wear it with jeans. You can wear it with as you dress up with a suit because it goes from the office to the studio to shopping. And it's just a belt to wear anywhere from Vader and about $27. So I'm sure Dad could use an extra belt.
Well, I will, of course, want to know if it is durable enough to hold my inside the waistband holster from my Glock 23.
I would think it would be, sorry, but that's definitely worth a try, and we'll see if we can test that out.
All right, for the golfer, and man, so many of our dads enjoy golf. Golf is, of course, just enormous here in this part of the country. Talk about these personalized golf balls.
Yeah, so you see the sample I sent you. Vice Golf is a company that will personalize golf balls for Father's Day, vicegolf.com. They start very reasonable, about $13 a dozen. And you can see the one they did for me. I didn't even ask them to do that. They did that hoping I would talk about them on the radio when they put the number one sports tech writer in the U.S. on the balls for me.
See? I mean, that's just giving you appropriate and proper credit.
They know the way to my heart. Some people with food, some people with free tickets to things. If they put my moniker, my little motto on a golf ball, they got me sold.
If you want to check out all of Rick's writings, you can check out ricklimpert.info. That's his website. On Twitter, his handle is Rick Roswell. Rick, we're doing a lot of construction here at the building, and we've certainly seen people walking around with the little headlamps on. That's basically what you would think of as a little a construction worker, like with a light on their helmet. But this is a little smaller, a little different. The YKS adjustable beam LED headlamp for just a few bucks. This, if your dad's a handyman, this could be a good thing too.
Yeah, last week, Tony, we talked about the little brake light you would put on your bike, and that would let other people see you. This little headlamp that you easily put over your head helps you see other people. If you're out walking, if you're out biking, like you said, if you're working in dark places, and I love the price point on this, $15 on Amazon for this adjustable headlamp. And, it's, you know, people used to make fun of the old coal miners look, how they had the big floodlight on their helmet. This doesn't look quite as obtrusive of that as that. And for people that are biking and running and walking at dusk or dawn, this is a great get.
I'll tell you what, you put that headlamp on and a little fanny pack, you're going to be ready for anything here in Atlanta.
You can head out to Six Flags at night or at any of the nighttime concerts, and I'm sure you'll get some good looks from people.
All right, that's Rick Limpert, an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. Catch him every Friday at this time, just a little bit after 1 o'clock. Also, check out Rick's work periodically in the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. Be sure to check out his new sports travel book as well. It's called The Fam Trip Field Guide. You can get that in the Kindle store on Amazon.com. It's also available in paperback at thebookpatch.com. Rick, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you again next Friday.
You too, Sully, and have a great weekend and a great week next week.
All right, that's Rick Limpert. Good job, Rick. 640 WGST, The Sully Show. We're on the square in Marietta, and